Jordan Mason led the Vikings in rushing last season, carries the frontrunner label for their 2026 backfield, and still cost pick 117 because nobody in Minnesota will actually say the job is his. The market is pricing the silence.
The season, 16 games, 159 carries for 758 yards, 4.8 a carry, and 6 touchdowns with just 14 catches. 6 scores on 159 carries is a strong touchdown rate for a committee back, the kind that comes with goal line trust. 7.6 half PPR points a game, 40th among backs per game, 35th in total. That rushing line led the team, ahead of Aaron Jones at 548 before an ankle injury against the Giants in December per ESPN clipped his finish. Minnesota went 9-8. The receiving usage was nearly invisible, 14 catches on 16 targets, which is why the total points rank runs ahead of the per game one, only on volume. The career shape is late blooming, 2 seasons buried on San Francisco's depth chart, a 12-game breakout filling in there in 2024 at 9-1 a game, then the trade to Minnesota and last year 7-6 as the committee lead. The 2024 cameo remains a ceiling argument. When San Francisco needed a full-time starter, he gave them 9-1 a game for 12 weeks. Patterns both said plainly, he enters career year 5 and backs in year 5 or beyond fade about 1.1 half PPR points a game, end of 71, our weakest pattern, directional only and worth a discount rather than a panic. His touchdown share, 0.28, sits under the 0.30 line where the TD fade cohort starts, close but not firing, and the 14 catches are the real half PPR problem. A back who doesn't catch has no floor in this format when the touchdowns wobble.
Muffed! The situation is a committee refusing to declare itself. Yahoo's June coverage framed Mason as the likely lead over Aaron Jones. Zone coverage cautioned the roles may stay undefined into the season. Jones took a pay cut in March to stay $9 million down to $5.5 million per NFL. Come and the team traded up in round 6 for Wake Forest Dimin Claiborne per the team site. That pick cost real capital. 234 and a future 6 went to New England to move to 198, which is more conviction than 6th rounders usually carry. Above all of it, the quarterback is unresolved. Kyler Murray and JJ McCarthy split first team work all spring per heavy, and nobody knows which version of this offense shows up. Mason is in the final year of his deal per SpotRack, healthy at OTAs per CBS Sports.
The price, RB39 for the RB40 by rate, RB35 by total season he just posted. On the nose, RB39 assumes a committee lead you can flex on the right weeks, which is the exact job Minnesota has described without committing to it. Our verdict, no call. The year 5 fade argues down, the frontrunner reporting argues up, and the price already splits that difference. There's no gap to call. Caveat spoken, if O'Connell hands him the early down job outright, the touchdown roll on this offense could make RB39 look kind. If it's a true rotation with a rookie sprinkled in, the 14 catches mean the downside has no cushion.
Watch the first team early down split in preseason, and who gets the goal line series. Coaches vote with the 6-point touches. Goal line usage is the honest committee ballot. If he's on your roster, this show covers all of it. Every player, every week, all season.